coverage machine.
Hey, is Dennis available?
He is not. He has actually gone for about a year and a half.
Gone for a year and a half?
Correct.
Oh, okay, because I just spoke to him on Friday. Was it an unplanned exit, or?
Who are you?
My name's Sam. I'm with the Bank of Cardiff.
Is it regarding an ongoing something that you need to talk to somebody else regarding, or?
Well, I talked pretty in-depth with Dennis about it, so he would probably be the person that I would need to speak to.
Well, like I'm saying, he's gone. Him and his wife have left on a mission.
Oh, okay. Okay, is there some... I'm sorry, I was...
This is Dan.
Hi, I'm sorry, is this Dennis?
This is Dan. How can I help you?
Oh, Dan. Hey, Dan. This is Sam with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
Good.
Good. Hey, I was actually trying to get a hold of Dennis. I spoke to him, looks like last week. We were going over some financing options for him. Do you handle any of the financial decisions over there with the business?
Yes, I manage the accounting.
Okay.
He did send me an email. Looks like it was from you.
May have been right at the end of February, so just about a week ago.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. We were going over some options for possibly getting some capital or just to see what his options were. I know he was in the process of waiting on an answer from, I think it was Everest, to see if you guys were going to be able to refinance with them. He said he should know by March 3rd. Mm-hmm. So I was just calling to follow up with him on it. We did have a few options for him that he was interested in, possibly like a kind of like a sale lease back for some existing equipment to try to get some capital to cover some past due on the accounts payable.
Yeah, he did send me, looks like you need, I got the application, bank statements, tax return, and equipment details. I can send all that to you.
Oh, okay, all right. No, I'm sorry, the person I just spoke to said Dennis, I think he said he went on a mission, going to be gone for a little while, is that the case?
Yes, he's going to be gone for a year and a half. He will still have some contact.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, I can fill out this application and send it in and give you all the information.
Okay. Just to, maybe catch you up to speed with our conversation. We spoke for about a half hour, going over a lot of different options that he had. Kind of his, what I thought was his plan of action was to, he was waiting to see what he heard from Everest. If that didn't work out, he was going to be in the position that he needed to, free up some capital in some way, shape, or form. So I know his preference was to try to draw some capital out of some existing equipment that he has, and see what his options were from there. So what I, suggested that he do is go ahead and fill out the application, send us the details on the equipment, and we'll be able to, show him exactly what we can do as far as freeing up capital for you guys.
Yeah, I'll get all that filled out and sent over to you.
Okay.
And that should be, we can go from there.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, that email has all of my direct contact information. You can just go ahead, send the application, the bank statements, and the tax return, and then we'll be able to get you, a few options. Usually we can do it within, a day or so.
Okay.
All right, and I'm sorry, your name was Dan?
It's Dan Loveridge.
Dan, oh, okay. All right, Dan. Well, yeah, like I said, my name's Sam. Go ahead and just get that over to me, and we'll be able to get some answers for you.
All right.
All right. Now, Dan, were you planning on filling those out today? Should I be on the lookout for it, or what kind of timeline were you looking at?
It looks like you need a signature on the application. Dave will be in. He's a minority owner. Actually, okay. I could probably fill it out. I have 5%, but I can get the application filled out and to you. The financials, I should be able to get to you fairly. Bank statements, I can do those. And the tax return. Yep, I can get you everything. Yeah, I can get you everything today.
Okay, okay, perfect. I'll just, the only reason I ask is I just have to schedule an appointment to go over the paperwork. So okay. I'll go ahead, I'll schedule it for probably early tomorrow morning, and we'll be able to get you an answer tomorrow with it.
All right.
All right, now, Dan, if you have any questions, feel free. My number is on there. You can go ahead, give me a call direct.
Okay, I can do that.
All right, thanks a lot, Dan.
Yep, bye.